The gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Camp, is recognized.
Thank you. I yield 45 seconds to a distinguished member of the Ways and Means Committee, the gentleman from California.
Gentleman from California is recognized for 45 seconds.
Madam Speaker, the American people have spoken again and again. They do not want to spend nearly $1 trillion on a new government health care program paid by raising taxes and raiding the Medicare Trust Fund. They don't want to force everyone to buy government-approved health insurance or subsidized health plans that cover abortion. And they don't want a 2,400-page bill riddled with backroom deals. Madam Speaker, Americans are watching and know what's at stake. Let's reject this destructive legislation.
The gentleman yields.
Those who are shouting out are out of order.
Is there objection?
Apology.
That objection, the words will be stricken.
Don't push it.
The chair will...
Mr. Speaker.
The chair...
This motion does not promote life.
Mind all members.
The gentlewoman from Colorado is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, when you build a house, you have to first put down a foundation.
Those who are shouting out are out of
Kansas. Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
State your parliamentary.
Is it true that in the course of
Mr. Speaker,
comfortable debate, that we not question another member's motives?
The gentleman will be charged.
Madam Speaker, for the purpose of the unanimous consent request, I yield to the gentleman from Texas, Mr.
Gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker.
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I yield 45 seconds to a distinguished member of the Ways and Means Committee.
The Speaker reminds the gentleman from California that you have 55 seconds remaining.
Madam Speaker, this bill is just a foundation.
Time has expired.
We need to build on it, but it's a strong foundation.
The gentleman is recognized for 55 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, the House is done.
Gentleman is correct.
Gentleman from Pennsylvania is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Back.
This bill violates the conscience of the
Americans. On both sides, time is expiring. Gentleman from California.
I yield 1 minute to the gentleman from New Hampshire, Ms. Chayporth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is based on a false premise that every need a person could have on earth can be met by government. Almost like worshipers, they carry the heart of our Constitution bought in blood and sacrifice it on the altar of political expediency. It raises taxes, violates your privacy, is policed by the IRS, intrudes on free choice, and hurts seniors. I stand firm in my opposition to this exercise in idolatrous statism, a true tyranny that's the largest legislative transfer of power to the executive branch in the history of this republic. Vote no on this bill. Start over with real reforms to America's law.
The middle class. I have heard the desperation of parents whose kids were kicked off their plan before they even had a job. This bill allows 30% of young Americans.
Gentlewoman is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, we've been trying to reform health care in this country for decades, and I've been blessed to participate both as a health care provider.
America, I vote yes for you. I yield back.
Time has expired. Gentleman from Minnesota.
I now yield 45 seconds to the distinguished gentleman from Illinois, Mr. Davis.
I yield myself.
It was recognized for 45 seconds.
Of the time of my time.
That objection, so ordered. Gentlemen, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker, as I was growing up, our parents always taught us that right was right if nobody was right, and that wrong was wrong if everybody was wrong. Well, I can tell you it would be wrong to deny 32 million additional Americans the right to health insurance coverage. It would be wrong to keep people cooped up in institutions when they could live at home. It would be wrong to keep senior citizens struggling to try and pay for their prescriptions. Let's do the right thing. Let's vote for this legislation. Give 32 million people the right to have insurance coverage. Let's do the right thing, and I yield back the balance of my time.
Time's expired.